Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. We will officially call the RTO May 2nd meeting to order. If we could do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis there, yes.
Scotch Electric Association?
Arthur Miller here.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey here.
Homer Electric Association? We can't hear you.
My mic's off. I did the same thing last meeting. I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Madisonka Electric Association?
John Sinclair, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, here.
And the Railbelt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkin, here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item 3, public roll call.
Okay. We'll ask the people on the phone to please state your name and affiliation, or on the Teams meeting, state your name and affiliation for the record.
Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric.
Okay, so we had Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric, and Larry Jorgensen, Homer Electric.
Yes, sorry for stepping on.
Thank you.
Tony Zellers, Matt Nusta Electric.
Cody George, outside counsel for the City of Seward.
Carl Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Okay, next we'll go to the folks in the room.
Jess Buehler, outside counsel to Homer Electric.
Bill Price, AEA.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Mark Billingsley, Alaska Energy Authority.
Dan Bishop, Golden Valley Electric.
Karen Bell, AEA.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach.
Bernie Smith, member of the public.
Okay, Chair, that's everybody. Sorry. Never mind.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
And Dino Heckman, Golden Valley.
We're good now.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on to item 4, the approval of the agenda. Are there any modifications or changes to the agenda?
Move to approve it, presented.
Okay.
Second. Go ahead, Brian. Second, Brian Hickey.
All right. Any discussion on this? All right. Because we do have one online, we will need a roll call vote, please, Jennifer.
Okay, yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
City of Seward?
Yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
And Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. All right, brings us item number 5, public comments.
Okay, is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, is there anybody on the phone line that would like to make a public comment? Please press *9 and you'll be recognized. No public comments at this time, Chair.
All right. Thank you. All right, item 6, the approval of the meeting minutes from the April 18th, 2025 meeting, and those minutes are in your packet. We can get a motion for that.
Move to approve the minutes.
Arthur Miller, second.
Are there any discussion on this or changes in the minutes? Okay, hearing none. Jennifer, we need a roll call vote on the approval of the minutes, please.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis there, yes.
And Chugach Electric Association.
Yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. All right, moving on to old business, the working group update. Mr. Heckman has an update for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Daniel Heckman, McGowan Valley, on behalf of the RTO working group. So it's been a couple weeks since the last governance committee meeting, but the working group has been very focused and busy with the tasks that came out of that governance committee meeting. A majority of them are going to be discussed later on in today's meeting. So I will kind of defer a lot of conversation and discussion on those and for the substance of that discussion. On another parallel front, the chief financial officers of the various utilities, along with their regulatory personnel, are working with Mr. Monroe on a cost allocation approach with the ATRR that we've kickstarted that process off that we hope to bring up to this committee just for initial feedback and discussion on the 16th. So just to kind of put that on everyone's radar, we did open up that dialogue this week, and it seems like there's a lot of alignment around the path forward on that approach that could result in a process that will make it simple to file as part of the open access transmission tariff that's due on July 1st. But the working group continues to meet on its cadence, and a lot of effort and hard work has been put into some of the deliverables that are up for today's meeting. So I'll leave it at that and look forward to your questions or comments.
Any questions for Mr. Heckman? Seeing none. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Item 7B, RTO certificate filing and OAT filing. Tina, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. This is Tina Grevier. Since our last meeting, there have been no new filings with the Commission in the application docket, nor any orders issued at this time. I do not have anything to add to Daniel's report on the BTS, the OAT, and the ATRR, although I do have matters related to these topics to discuss in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and or financial position of the RTO and or the committee members.
Thank you, Tina. Any questions for Tina? All right. Hearing none, that'll move us on to item 8, which is executive session. I believe there is a – is there an official motion for that?
Sure.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO go into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the finances or legal position of the RTO, the committee or authority, or that are confidential under state, federal, or local law.
Is there a second?
John Sinclair, MEA, second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, approved, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
No.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
And the City of Seward?
Yes.
The motion carries with one no vote.
Okay. All right. So with that, utilities, so can we make an official motion to come out of executive session?
Move to go.
Yes.
Okay, you're back on the record, Chair.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. I'll advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action of the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws in Section 5.12.2. To give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. So with that, it brings us to item number 9, new business. I want to say that we were given a recommended backbone transmission system policy that is in draft form that will be posted publicly on Monday, and that particular topic will be brought up at our next board meeting that's coming up here in a couple weeks. So with that, we'll open up to item number 10 and member comments. And Brad, we'll start with you if you've got any comments.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Chair. No comments here. I do appreciate all the work of Tina, Carl, and the working group. So a lot of material to go through, and I apologize I didn't get to it all last night just because I had other obligations. So thanks.
Let me go backwards this time. John, do you have anything?
No, I share the just grateful for all the work that everybody's been doing and putting in. I know it's a tight window to get all this done, so appreciate that from the different working groups.
Brian?
Just echo the comments of that came before. Thank you very much.
Ed?
Yeah, I appreciate the work efforts that are going on. I want to just note one, and that's the new work of the CFOs as they, you know, look through and potentially develop a cost allocation manual. I think that's an excellent step to pursue as we work through this process. Thank you.
Curtis? Yeah, I want to thank everybody for the meeting, and I really appreciate the intelligence on understanding the need for it to be a public session, and we have a lot of public documents, I think, next week to review and look at and kind of give a glimpse of the some of the challenges that we're dealing with. So thank you.
Arthur?
I echo what everybody has already said, and again, thank you to the working group. It's amazing how much effort and progress has been made. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll echo those comments as well. I mean, the amount of work the working group has been putting in to get as far as we are at this point in time has been quite impressive. Obviously, there's a lot of work to go, but we'll definitely get there. Item 11, next meeting date is May 16th of 2025, which was mentioned a little bit ago that there will be a number of presentations and discussions within the public setting as well. So long meeting coming up here in 2 weeks. And with that, item 12, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right, seeing no objections, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.